Just ahead of the general elections in Israel, the Zionist Union Party is playing its cards to bring down Netanyahu. The two parties' number two, Tzipi Livni, says she has decided to give up her rotation agreement with leader Isaac Herzog to better serve the party's goal of replacing the current prime minister.
I'm acting according to what's right, as I have proven more than once. We created a partnership that turned an unnecessary election into a historic election, and I clarify that we will do everything to replace Netanyahu.
Now, Livni urged the voters to elect her party, saying she did what she had to do, and now it's their turn to bring down Netanyahu. Referring to her prior agreement of taking premiership in rotation with Herzog, Livni insisted that she forgoes the plan if the party wins. She also called on Likud to learn from her party that how responsible leaders should be. Netanyahu and members of his party have called the last-minute move as panicking. They said it shows the Zionist Union is unable to withstand pressure. Netanyahu has already acknowledged the risk of defeat amid opinion polls showing greater popularity for the Zionist Union. Well, to discuss this further, let's speak to Bruce Katz. He's a co-president of Palestinian Jewish Unity, and he joins us via Skype from Montreal. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Katz. Now, first of all, what do you think of Tzipi Livni's move, saying that she will not accept the premiership of the party if the Zionist Union wins the elections? How far is that going to go as the vote is just around the corner now?
Well, I think that's far from being what Netanyahu called a moment of panic. It's just, I think, a pragmatic acknowledgement of the fact that if the Zionist Union wants to pick up as many seats as they hope to get, which according to polls might be as many as 24, that's a move really that's called for. She's been there for a while. She's not everybody's piece of cake. Herzog probably comes off better as a projected leader. If anything, if there's anybody who's panicking, it's certainly Netanyahu. All the moves that he's made shows that he's trying to shore up the right-wing vote, because polls have showed him showed his party possibly going as low as 18 seats, or maybe even dipping under. The maximum that they would be given is 21. But what I find particularly interesting about this election in Israel this time is the emergence of the Joint Arab List, which is a coalition of smaller Arab parties that actually were, it's somewhat ironic, they were forced to form a coalition for the simple reason that Avigdor Lieberman, who is Israel's current foreign minister, raised the threshold for party recognition from 2% of the vote to 3.25% of the vote. And basically that was done with the idea of eliminating the Arab parties from the election. So what they've had to do is join forces. So you have a broad coalition of basically parties on the left, led including people from Hadesh, Israel's Communist Party, led by Ayman Ode, who is something of a charismatic leader. Now, the Joint Arab List coalition is expected to get as many as 13 seats, which might put them third in the election. And to some extent, that could make them kingmakers. And although they've said they will not be part of a coalition with a Zionist Union, the fact of the matter is that if they want to get Netanyahu out of the way, and I think that's an absolute must for the Palestinians, for the region, for Israel itself, they might have to reconsider. We'll see what happens. Certainly, if you look at the breakdown of some of the parties that formed the Netanyahu's right-wing coalition previous, The Yisrael Beitenu party of Avigdor Lieberman is expected to be reduced from 13 seats to around 5, which means that they will not likely be a factor in any type of coalition. And there were rumors to the extent that Netanyahu would try to approach Herzog to form a coalition with the Zionist Union and Likud. That would not be in the Zionist Union's interests at all. It would be quite to the opposite of it. Anything that involves...
Right, but Mr. Katz, let me just jump in there. Even though, as you've been citing these opinion polls, there is that concern of the voting power of the right-wing ultra-Orthodox Jews within Israel. Under Netanyahu, we've seen their agenda and policies get implemented rigorously. How much of a pressure do you think they can apply if the Zionist Union comes to power?
Well, I think that they will not, it shouldn't be necessarily taken for granted that all of the religious parties on the right are going to side with Netanyahu. He doesn't necessarily have the support of all of them. You know, basically what happens in the Israeli election is that you have a splintering of parties because of the nature of Israel's proportional electoral system, whereby there's no single party that can form a majority. And basically what is important is what comes after the election, and that is putting together a coalition government. And this is why I say that the Joint Arab List is going to come out of this election with a considerable political clout.
Right.
And it will be interesting to see what they decide to do with the newfound political leverage that's going to come their way.
Okay, we're going to have to wait and see, of course, how that pans out. That's Bruce Katz, the co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity, joining us via Skype from Montreal. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, Mr. Katz.